Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, just hold on.
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. I'm Bishop Shalene Cook, founder, owner, and executive producer of the Spirit Alive Network. And I would like to welcome you to a brand new program entitled Victors of Valor for this Friday, October the 1st. And now, my brothers and sisters, let me introduce you to the man of the hour, our anointed host and facilitator, hallelujah, Pastor Eric Ware. Amen.
Good evening. I'm Pastor Eric Ware, and this is Victors of Valor on the Spirit Alive Network. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to bless and move in a mighty way. Touch those who are listening on this radio tonight. Now, on every hand, every evil and demonic force, we curse it now, and we send it back to the pits of hell from which it came right
yes.
now, in the name of Jesus. And we bless your holy reign right now, and we thank you and praise you for it already being done. Tonight,
yes.
I'm going to talk about there is power in your praise. Scripture reading is coming from Psalms 150, verse 1, and it says, him in the firmament of his power. Firmament means the heavens or the sky. So when you praise God, your praise begins to reach heaven, and your praise to God brings you power. Your praise brings you strength. Your praise begins to lift you up when you're down. He knows all praise belongs to God, and God inhabits the praises of his people. That's why Satan don't want you to praise God, because he knows that your praise will bring you power. Power means the ability to do something or act in a particular way. It means the capacity or ability.
My Lord.
Events. Your praise to God will bring you power and change the course of events that you may be dealing with. It will change the situation. It will change the circumstance and cause a shift to take place on your behalf. Shift means move or cause to move. Circumstance to move and give you the victory because of your praise.
Yeah.
And there is power in your praise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise means to express warm approval or admiration of for someone or something.
Yeah.
Tonight, I want to talk about two men.
Yeah. Yeah.
Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 26. I want you to focus on verse 25 and verse 26.
Okay.
I want to read. I'm going to read verse 16 through 19. Verse 16 says, and it came to pass as we went to prayer. Her masters much gain by soothsaying. 17 says, these same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. Number 18 says, and this did she many days. In the name of Jesus,
yes,
to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. 19 says, and when her master saw that the hope of the gains was gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. This woman was a fortune teller.
Come on.
Paul and Silas, until Paul got grieved and cast the spirit out of this woman.
Yeah.
And now her masters are mad because the money is gone. Now I'm going to read verse 20 through 21. Verse 20 says, and brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men do, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble. Neither to observe, being Romans. In other words, Paul and Silas were accused of causing civil disorder, mm-hmm, and promoting customs that were not lawful among Romans. Mm-hmm. Verse 22 through 24, I'm going to read that. And the multitude rose up together against them. Three said, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely. 24 says, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet straits acted rashly under the influence of the mob. Paul and Silas were stripped, beaten,
yes,
and thrown into jail before their charges against them were investigated. Mm-hmm. And that's what Satan tries to do. He tries to strip you, mm-hmm, of your joy.
Yes.
Strip you of that there is power in your praise. And he knows when you praise God, things begin to shift.
Yeah.
Things begin to take place.
Uh-huh.
Things begin to happen supernaturally.
Yeah.
And God begins to move on your behalf.
Yes.
Now here is Paul and Silas. They are in a conundrum. They are,
uh-huh,
in and difficult problem. Catch 22 means a situation in which a desired outcome or solution is impossible to obtain because,
mm-hmm,
of a set of inherently illogical rules.
Yes.
Now here is Paul and Silas needing the victory.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Going to happen. But look, here's what happens in verse 25 and verse 26. I'm going to read it. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sing praises unto God.
Yes. Yes.
And the prisoners heard them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In other words, there was power in their praise and their so that the foundations of the prison were shaken.
Yes.
And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose.
Yes.
God is saying in this season, I'm going to break the hand of the enemy.
Yes.
I'm going to cause some heavenly things to take place.
Yes.
See, you've been praising me. You've been thanking me. You've been calling on me. And he said, I'm getting there is power in your praise.
Yes.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
God said there's power that's in your praise.
Yes.
I know sometimes you don't feel like praising God. Sometimes you don't feel like lifting your hands.
Yes.
And sometimes you don't feel like lifting your voice. But God says, those are the times that you praise me in the middle of what you were dealing with.
And he says,
I'm going to give you power because of your praise. The Roman soldiers would whip a prisoner before he was put in jail or put to death.
Uh-huh.
The whip was short. It consisted of two or three leather ropes connected to a handle. The ropes were knotted with a number of small pieces of metal.
Yeah.
Usually, remove skin and create open wounds. Now look at your neighbor and say, yet despite these injuries,
yeah,
Paul and Silas were able to sing at midnight.
Yeah.
Mm. They were able to praise him at midnight.
Yeah.
In other words, they still worshiped him,
mm-hmm,
and they put a praise to put a praise on it, because there is power in your praise. Now here's Paul and Silas. They are in a critical condition. They are in a critical circumstance. They are in a difficult problem. They are under a lot of stress. They are under a lot of tension. They are in a situation of and physically drained. They have been beaten with whips until the flesh is tearing from their physical body. Now here they are going through the pain. How many have been there before?
Yeah, yeah.
Going through the agony. Going through the dilemma. Looked like it was over. How many have been there before?
Yeah.
Looked like it was finished.
Come on.
It looked impossible. Something we Satan.
Yes.
After a while,
yes,
after the pain,
hallelujah,
after the agony,
yes,
after the dilemma,
hallelujah,
after it looked like it was over,
yes,
after it looked like it was finished,
mm-hmm,
after it looked impossible,
yes,
and after their back was against the wall,
yes,
that's when Dr. Jesus showed up and showed out.
Yes, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah.
Foundation caused an earthquake,
yes,
and opened up the prison door. And suddenly they received their miracle.
Yes.
And suddenly they received their breakthrough because Paul and Silas put a praise on it and there was power in their praise. Now, I stop by to tell you tonight that you've been dealing with some things. You've been going through some things. Because of your praise. Let me give you these last little things right here. Let me give you 8 things that power does. Number one, that praise does. Number one, praise gets our focus off ourselves and back on God.
Yes.
Number two, praise brings us to a place. Flee.
Yes.
See, when you praise God, the enemy has to go.
Yes.
He don't have no room to even get in because you praising God. See, it's easy to praise God when you're on top, but can you praise God when you're going through the fire, when your back is against the wall, when you don't know which way to turn, you don't know how the miracle. Give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Number four, praise leaves no room for complaining and negativity. Number five, praise makes room for God's blessings over our lives.
Yeah.
Number six, praise invites his presence. God.
Yes.
Because when you praise God, his presence begins to come in, and it fills you with joy.
Yes.
It fills you with laughter.
Yes.
It changes
yeah.
the situation. It changes the circumstance,
yes.
and it changes the cause of your activity.
Yes.
Come on, give God some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Number seven, our spirits are refreshed and renewed.
Yes.
The way for God's power to be displayed and miracles happen.
Yes. Yes.
You see, a miracle happened to me when I was on my sick bed of affliction. But God reminded me and he told me all the times that you praised me when you didn't feel like praising me. When your back was against the wall, you didn't know which way to turn. And he turned around, y'all hear me, and he healed me in my physical body.
Yeah.
I forgot about the praises. But see, when praises go up, blessings come down.
Blessings come down, yeah.
See, some of the praises that y'all have sent up, God is getting ready to bless you for. He's getting ready to bring blessing your way because of your praise.
Yes.
Now look at your neighbor wherever you at and say, put a praise on it.
Yes, sir. My Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We got to put a praise on it. Saints of God, we seem to be having some technical difficulty. I apologize in advance for that because they are having a big storm on the West Coast right now. So to my dear brother, I want to say thank you. We got to put a praise on it. I want to thank him so much for coming out to do Victors of Valor. But right now, Again, I apologize for any of the problems with the sound. Our studio tower is on the West Coast, and they are experiencing, I'm getting a header across my studio banner that they are experiencing outages. So I pray that you got a lot out of what my brother had to say tonight, and we do have those of you sitting in the studio tonight, my brothers and sisters in Christ, members of Spirit Alive, if you would like to bless the brother tonight, make a comment, your own comment about praise, I'm going to now allow you to do so. Amen. Because, and again, we apologize for any of the sound. So if you're in the studio and you just want to say, hey, brother, we love you, thank you, press your 1, and I will kindly address you by your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone number. But I'm going to go to some of my Spirit Alive family while I wait on you to press your 1s. I'm going to start, hallelujah, with my brothers and sisters in Christ. I see my little sister, Prophetess Vanessa. You're in the house? Yes? All right. We really, Prophetess Vanessa, would you want to come on in the room? Saints of God, I don't know what's happening, but I want you to stretch your hand toward this, toward your computers, your phones, and begin to pray right now, and begin to praise right now. The devil is a lie. He will not stop this program from going forth. We will praise our way through this. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want to thank you, Father God, that our brother came and brought this message about praising God. Hallelujah. We know that the devil does not want us to praise you. We know that the devil wants to do everything that he can to stop our praise because he knows there's power in our praise. So, Lord, we're going to praise you all the more. We're going to lift you up all the more. We ain't going to let the enemy take our joy. My brother just preached up in here on tonight, and I glorify you, God, because he told the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So right now, if this happens to be that 11:59 moment, hallelujah, like Paul and Silas, we're going to praise our way through. We're going to praise our way through. My brother, I want to thank you. You know what? Because our praise does have power. And when our focus is Jesus, there ain't nothing that we can't do. So again, I ask my brothers and sisters sitting up in here tonight, if you would like to say a word to the brother, encourage a brother's heart, because you know how it is. When you're real and you love Jesus on the real, you're not going to get a bunch of amens. You're not going to get a bunch of way to go. You're not going to get none of that. But here at the Spirit Alive Network, I believe in honoring God's foot soldiers. I believe in honoring his servant leaders that love him and only want the word of God to go forward. I chose my brother to do this program, Victors of Valor, because he is a victor of valor. Because victors of valor know how to praise. Hallelujah. So glory to God. If you're in the studio and you want to bless the Lord and put a praise on it, come on in the room. Hallelujah.
This is Dr. Susan Street Beavers. We want to praise the Lord and thank God for this vessel who was authentic and open to share his heart and to teach and remind us about praise. Praise God. And if we praise God, look at all the blessings that we receive. We see that, as you said, throughout the scripture, specifically with Paul and Silas, that, like you said, praise is with us and blessings come down. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for the word.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, little sister. I appreciate it. Go ahead, Dr. Ware. I mean, look, I done called the man doctor. Dr. Susie, I done prophesied over the man. I done called him Dr. Ware. Go ahead, Pastor Ware. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, I said, Pastor Ware, we just want to thank God for you. Did you hear what Dr. Susie said about you?
Yes, I did. I heard.
Oh, Okay. I see we're having problems with the technical sound, so, you know, it is, I don't know of all nights for this to do that, but you know what, like I said, the devil is a lie. He don't get no glory, and I'm not giving him no honor, and we ain't giving him no nothing. Now, he ain't stopped nothing. If I could, look, he forget. The Lord gave this studio to me. I sit up in here till the thing get right. I don't care. He don't know me. He don't know me. I sit here till it get right. I ain't lying. I ain't lying. Y'all know I ain't lying because I keep it real. But I know that the enemy, he did not want to hear this message. He did not. He is doing everything he can to try to defeat the purpose, and he can't do it because, see, when you belong to him, and see, you're not, this is not a performance. This is not a radio show. This is a worship service. This is a worship service. This is where we come together to praise God.
Yeah.
You know, every time we get together, see, I don't have radio personalities on the Spirit Alive Network. I have anointed vessels. Because that's what I asked God to send me. You see, I see, I needed somebody that could help me praise. You know, I've been doing this a long time. So forgive God. She needs somebody to help her praise. Hold her hands up sometime, praise with her. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And I just want to say to the world that I am so blessed that I have reconnected with Pastor Eric and Pastor Darcell Ware. They are truly anointed. I want to will be debuting her program, Walking in Virtue. And I picked her for this program because she truly embodies what a virtuous woman stands for. She's a wonderful wife, mother, servant leader. The Wares are one of God's power couples because they are doing the work of the kingdom together, and that blesses my soul. And for you young men out there, I want you to know that if you are in the Cape Girardeau area and you are looking for mentorship, you are looking for someone that will speak life into you, I truly suggest that you reach out to Pastor Eric Ware. Now, Pastor Ware, do you have a way for them to reach out to you? I probably did that backwards, but I get excited. But I know that you have a way for the young men and young women to reach out to both you and Pastor Darcell if they are in this area. Would you share that with us now?
They can call us through the line. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Well, just reach out. If you need to speak to Pastor Ware, just reach out to me. I will forward your messages to him. If you're in the chat rooms and you have a message for, oh, praise God.
Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, I can hear you, baby. Look, I'm finna stop the presses, though. Hold on. We have somebody in the chat room. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Little baby Bill. Bishop, see you, Miss Tiffany. Bishop, see you. Oh, hold on. We got one over here raising. Look, she got that little wave thing going on in the chat room saying, hello. 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 I'm over here praising. She has a comment. She is saying, okay, Pastor Ware, this young lady says she needs praise in her life. She wants praise in her life, but she can't find the words to praise him because she doesn't feel like she has a real relationship with him. So, Pastor Ware, I want you to speak to Tiffany, do a prayer of rededication with her, and, you know, counsel her as any wonderful pastor and servant of God would. Man of God, this is your program. Do your thing. Pastor Ware?
Yes, I'm Mary. Oh, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Please, Tiffany is wanting to rededicate her life to Christ. Would you please have a word with her and pray the prayer of rededication with her?
Yes. Tiffany, we're going to pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to touch Tiffany right now.
Yes.
As she begins to read.
Come on, Jesus.
darts and tear her spirit down. We ask you to restore it right now in the name of Jesus. And she rededicates her life back to the Lord right now.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Mend the heart where it was being torn. Mend it right now in the name of
Jesus. In the name of
Jesus. And Satan, you will take your hands off because she belongs to God.
Yes.
And today we speak life into her and rededicate her life back to you, Lord. Now we ask you to let Jesus come into your life. Open up your mouth and just profess out of your life that you are saved. Amen?
Yes. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We just praise God for the mighty. But look, Satan, don't. Okay. We just praise God for you, Pastor Ware. And we just want to thank everybody for listening. We have been blessed. We have had a rededication. So God is good. So on behalf of all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network, it is our fervent prayer that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed weekend, that you acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and from our household to yours, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you all. Hallelujah, saints. You did it.
Hallelujah.